Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of darkness.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's the song Nexus from the Innocent Age album. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and a very prolific playwright, producer, and chief bottle washer and cost accountant. on the indie film Spin the Plate, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
And the cleanup guy and the key grip all together, right? That's what indie film means, right?
It does. It's funny because when we had a big event, when we showed our trailer, we had it at a movie theater. It was a big giant event. We had hundreds and hundreds of people there. But you know, as producer, I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, this is wonderful, and then, you know, people would sit there and say, I didn't get my dessert, or I didn't get my coffee, and then, you know, every single people just got used to having every single problem come to me, and of course, there I am solving every problem.
Right. How did you use your team building strategy, which is what we've been talking about, folks? How do you use your team building strategies with volunteers?
You know, that's really tough because, you know, people are giving all their time. And sort of the same thing, you have to set expectations, you have to lead really well. But one of the things is that, you know, things like team building activities are extremely important because that's going to accelerate people from that norming stage in which what we do is we talked about negative norms, you also have positive norms in which people, they support each other, they give each other positive reinforcement. They know each other's strengths and weaknesses. They're willing to take the jobs that, you know, nobody wants. They put the team first. And those are the positive norms. So to get to the performing stage, what you do is you reduce or eliminate the negative norms and you accentuate the positive norms.
Right.
And that way you get to that performing stage. Now, normally it takes about 4 months to have this happen simply by accident. But you can accelerate the process by doing things like team contracts in which people sit there and say, these are the things that we are going to do. This is our expectation. The other thing you can do is what we call an after-action review. So after every day of filming, we'd say, okay, what went really well and what can we do to improve? And so that way you formalize the process of figuring out what your positive and negative norms are. Volunteers don't know these terms, positive and negative norms. Mm-hmm. But what you do is sit there and say, okay, let's sit there and say, okay, we have to get so much done. How can we take what we learned from the first time and then make it better the second time and the third time? So after 33 days of filming, we were a very high-performing team.
Well, the one common denominator, whether you're managing employee teams or you're managing volunteer teams, the one common denominator to producing a team that will work and will be effective is leadership, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
You've got to demonstrate leadership traits for teams to work, don't you?
They do. Remember, as the leader, everything you do is magnified. And so if something goes wrong, you've got to sit there and just, you know, have that good demeanor. That's not going to completely get people all anxious. Mm-hmm. And like the other thing, if the team does well, it's because of them. And if something goes poorly, it's your fault. And, you know, all those leadership things can come through again and again, but learn from it. So if something goes wrong, we're not blaming, but, okay, how can we do things better? And that's going to make you that high-performing team that you want to be.
Well, and isn't the key, one of the leadership keys, though, is not to lead so much with a team, right? You want to lead a team, but you want to allow them to lead themselves too, don't you? You want to lead them just enough to give them the freedom to be productive on their own, don't you?
Right, because the best leader is going to make themselves really the type of person that's not the absolute needed person. So you're going to, they're going to be so high performing that they can actually do wonderful things when you're not around. So now you can
maybe in some cases better things when you're not around.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I've helped in my consulting days, I've helped companies build their teams by telling the owner not to show up at the meeting.
I like it.
You know, they were there because they were following the leader. They wanted to work that company because they believed in the owner and the founder. But they didn't necessarily want them to be in every meeting.
Right. Oh, I can see that.
You have to know as a leader of a team, you have to know when to show up and when to stay away.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things is people who work for entrepreneurial businesses are there because they really believe in what you do. They're passionate about the cause.
Right.
And give them the opportunity to help you, and they will take advantage of that.
Right, absolutely. So, quickly, casting a team, how much is that like casting a movie?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. It's because everyone, you've got to have talent, you've got to have personality, you've got to have conflict resolution style. And so when you find people, you want to have people who can work together. That's the ultimate important thing.
And that's where the casting comes in. Hey, Tom, give us the websites again, please.
So TomAnastasi.com and SpinThePlate.com. And our trailer's there, plus a whole bunch of stills from the movie. And then we also have a Facebook page. Facebook.com/SpinThePlate, where you get to see a lot of our production
Check
photos.
Check it out. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. Yeah. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.